The views and discussion expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of the hosts of the program, WMKV, Maple Knoll Communities, WLHS, the Lakota Local School District, or staff and management. The information and advice presented are educational in nature and not intended to be taken as specific legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Always consult with your own legal, accounting, or other professional before making any investment. Welcome to Real Life Real Estate Investing, a show to help you gain financial freedom by investing in real estate. Brought to you by the Real Estate Investors Association of Cincinnati and the Ohio Real Estate Investors Association. You're listening to Real Life Real Estate Investing on WMKV, WLHS, and the Maple Knoll Radio Network. And now your host, Vina Jones Cox.
Good afternoon. I am Vina Jones Cox. And this is Real Life Real Estate Investing, and this whole thing just happened. I came in here, and we have these headphones that we wear so that I can hear callers and hear, like, you know, what Mike is playing during the breaks and whatnot, so that I can tell when it's my turn again. And I walked in, and George wasn't wearing headphones. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I'm not sure I could do this without headphones, but I'm going to try. I'm going to be like uncomfortable for the first time in like, whatever, 30 years, or 29 years. I'm going to come in here and do a show without headphones. But then as soon as he turned the intro on to where you could only hear it through the headphones, so he's like grabbing the headphones. It's like a security blanket for me at this point. I have found a new samskara that I did not know I had. Folks, welcome to Real Life Real Estate Investing. It is fun to drive. We do not touch that dial. Stop. Don't. Because for all this time here on Real Life Real Estate Investing, we have understood that the reason you guys listen to this show is because you are very interested in building wealth and cash flow and whatnot through real estate. So we don't come on here and offer a, you know, Real Life Real Estate mug for a $35 pledge, although, you know, we could think about that if y'all wanted a Real Life Real Estate mug. Instead, we always have something for you that you would have gotten anyway because you like learning about and implementing new real estate ideas. But during Fund Drive, you get to pay for it by making a pledge to public radio here at WMKV and feel double good. Like, oh, I supported public radio, and also I got this really cool thing. So let's talk about what that really cool thing is for this pledge drive. Now, let me say before I start that we had 10 of these available to start with, but then I sent an email out this morning to my list, and I said, if you want to make sure you don't miss it, you need to maybe call early or go online early and get this because there's only 10 and the deal is only good until 6 o'clock. So now we have 8. So, I mean, you can sit there until 5:50 Eastern time trying to decide what you want to do. But, I mean, you're going to kind of know what you want to do in the first 5 minutes. So when that happens, just pick up the phone and call and make your pledge and get this thing. What is this thing? This thing is a complete creative deal structuring class. And when I say complete, I mean it covers every form of creative deal structuring that you have ever heard of. Subject to, seller held mortgages, private loans, partnerships, wrap mortgages, equity sharing mortgages, lease options, pure options, land contracts, all the different ways that you can buy a house or maybe something bigger than a house, like a apartment building, or maybe something smaller than a house, like a mobile home. You can buy or control any kind of real estate. And because you are not going to the bank to do it, that's what these creative deal structures are about, is about not going to the bank. You can very often get them literally no money down at better rates than market and with big cash flows. So no qualifying, no money down. It's good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This class takes place like this. The first 6 sessions are on Monday nights on Zoom, so you don't have to be here in the greater Cincinnati area. There's no place you have to show up if you don't want to. The Zoom sessions, actually started this past Monday night. So we are going to be, if you pledge to get this, we're going to be sending you the recording of Monday night Zoom sessions so that you can get caught up. And those go through April 14th, and we're taking it one step at a time, one strategy at a time. And then on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you can come to Cincinnati and attend the 2025 Creative Deal Summit, which is, I'll be speaking there, but so will a lot of other really experienced transactioneer type people. Like Pete Fortunato will be there, Anita Johnson, the rapping queen, will be speaking about how to put little bitty bits of money into a loan and make very high returns. We've got Todd Van Meter, who's going to be talking about land trusts. It's going to be not just an awesome educational event, but an awesome networking event. Now, that is here in Cincinnati, but you can also take it, you can watch it simulcast. We're going to have a camera set up in the back of the room, and you can watch it simulcast, and anything that you're not watching simulcast will be audio recorded, and you will get all of that. So we are talking about, oh my gosh, let's see, 6 2-hour classes followed by 3 days that are basically education from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is dozens of hours of creative finance education. And it is set up so that it kind of takes you through one step at a time. If you have real estate knowledge, but you don't have any creative finance knowledge, this is the right class for you because, yeah, some of these things, some of these topics, wrap mortgages and equity sharing loans and things like that, they get pretty deep. I get it. You know, options, pure options. Those can be a little bit hard to understand. But when you already understand the things that came before it, when you already understand what a mortgage is and what a private mortgage is, it's not that hard to understand what a wrap mortgage is, right? So we're going to take you through it. When I say we, I mean mostly me, are going to take you through it one step at a time, give you lots of written backup information, lots of forms, contracts, spreadsheets to use. And by the time you are done, you will understand how to do more than one of these strategies that not only will help you make better deals, but really also help your sellers, your private lenders, your partners, all of those sorts of people. So here's the thing. We are way past the early bird period for the Creative Finance Summit and the transactioneering class that comes before it. If you were to go to my website, you know, go ahead and go check, because, you know, you may not believe me, you would pay over $4,000 to attend those two things, and it would be worth every dime. Like, if you've spent that $4,000, it would make you so much more money than that, you'd be nuts not to spend it. But if you make a pledge to WMKV today before 6 o'clock, and you're one of the next 8 people, you're going to get it for $1,297. So I don't know. I don't do math super well, but that's less than a third of the current price. The way you would do that is you would pick up your phone and call 513-841-9898. 513-841-9898 is the number to call to tell the NICE operators that you would like to make a pledge to public radio and that you would like to get, just call it Venus class. We don't like to call it like a transactioneering and creative finance summit. That doesn't matter. Just say Venus class. They will know what you are talking about and they will get you signed up. And tomorrow you will get the recordings, you'll get the confirmation, you'll get the recordings of this week's class, which, by the way, was about how to think like and talk like and act like a transactioneer. Lots of information there about kind of the negotiating part of it and the what's the thought process and like how do I pick which one of all of these things, all of these ways of doing things is maybe the right one for this deal. And you will also on Friday get the information for next week's class, which is about buying subject to the existing loan. In fact, there's going to be a little pre-work for you because first you are going to get a lesson, including a chapter and a video about creative uses of mortgages. For instance, did you know that when you get a seller-held mortgage or a private loan, you can put a clause in it called a substitution of collateral clause? That's not enough information to make you interested, is it? A substitution of collateral clause says that the person who is the mortgagee, the one who's carrying back the financing, agrees that if you ever sell the property, that they will allow you to not pay off their loan, but rather to put it against a different property that you have. Now you're saying, why would I want to do that? Well, if I have a 0% seller finance loan, which is what we're going to be talking about in week, let's see, two, three, four, so 3 weeks from now, that is at 0% interest, which is a very common interest rate for seller finance loans. And you decide for some reason you want to sell the house before that loan is paid off. Wouldn't you like to keep that 0% interest loan and move it to another property? So what'll happen is when you sell the house, you'll get all the proceeds from the sale of the house, and you will move the mortgage to a different house that you have and continue to pay 0% on it. Isn't that awesome? So yeah, mortgages are way more interesting than you probably think they are. We're talking today about you making a pledge of $1,297 to WMKV to get all of this education, lots of sample forms, contracts. Oh my gosh, you know, just having sample contracts so that you don't have to go to your attorney and say, hey, make me an option, which they are then going to research for 3 hours and then make you something that might work or might not work. Just that alone is worth the $1,297 pledge to WMKV. Can you imagine if you had to have an attorney draw up a loan for a private lender, a loan for a mortgage note for a seller, a lease option, an option, a land contract? If you're serious about doing these no money down, no qualifying deals, you need to give us a call and make your pledge. $1,297 at 513-841-9898. Again, that's 513-841-9898. I feel the state investing. My mic's not on either. None of the mics are on. Yeah, because I think I might bring Matt in here to demonstrate the power of like what you can very quickly figure out when you understand these creative finance strategies that we are going to learn together. Well, I'm not going to learn them. I already know them. You are going to learn them from me at this upcoming creative finance class. Actually started this last Monday, 2 days ago, but that's okay. You never actually have to be at any of the Monday night classes because they're all recorded and the recordings get sent out the next day or at the latest the day after. You like to keep those, of course, because there'll be times when you need to go back and review. It's $1,297, which is way, way, way less than what you would pay for it on my website. And also the money goes to WMKV. The number again to make your pledge. It's so easy. You pick up the phone, you talk to the people, you give them their name, you give them your name, address, email so that we can send you, you know, this information. And your credit card, $1,297 one-time payment, and you get information that will make you money for the rest of your life. That's been my experience anyway. 513-841-9898. Now, I just called Matt the Smart Boy in here, and you were not expecting this, right? We did not rehearse this.
Oh, I was definitely not expecting this.
In fact, you look a little horrified.
I am just slightly terrified, as anyone would expect being spontaneously interviewed by you on the real estate, on the radio about real estate.
Okay, well, I just want to prove a point to these folks who are sitting out in, listener land, thinking, well, you know, I've heard that these things are good, but I'm not sure that I can learn them, and I'm not sure how much good they would do me, and I'm going to give you a quiz.
Sounds about right.
And you better get these answers right, too. I'm going to give you some scenarios that I think our listeners run across all the time, and I just want you to tell me what strategy you think of immediately that would allow you to do this, okay?
Yes.
You don't look ready, but I promise you, you're ready because you've already taken transactioneering.
Oh, yes.
So you're good. All right. So common scenario, seller wants too much for their property. You know for sure that it's worth $325,000, but they will not come off of $345,000. They want $20,000 more than market price for their house. Can you pay them that?
Yes.
Can you still make money?
Yes.
How?
A variety of ways. One way, again, assuming the other numbers work, is that you could offer them a seller-held note, commonly called seller financing, for that amount, $345,000, and you could structure it with payments that would allow you to make money on whatever your exit strategy is. For example, if you were going to rent the property, you could offer to make them an ongoing payment. Effectively, they are financing the property to you that is less than all the operating expenses for the property and provides you a cash flow while at the same time providing them a regular monthly payment, and they can get the price that they want.
Okay, so around here, a $345,000 house would probably rent for somewhere around $2,500 a month.
Okay.
How would you... I'm sorry, it's a $325,000 house. We're just paying $345,000 for it. Mm-hmm. How would you say those terms to a seller?
I would tell them that I could offer to pay them, say, $1,000 a month, which would provide for payment of all the operating expenses, including maintenance, repairs, and management, and, say, a $250 a month cash flow. And I would tell them that I can offer to pay you your $345 that you want, but how I will pay it to you is $1,000 a month for the next 345 months.
That was so good. That was exactly the right answer. Yeah. So you can overpay for a house if the seller will carry financing.
Yep.
It's called a seller carry back.
And that's just one of many ways.
I'm going to teach people how to do that in week 4 of Transactioneering.
Yes, you will.
Mastery Academy. And yeah, you can always overpay if the seller is willing to take their payments over time. Okay. So question number 2. This is a tougher one. The seller has a house worth $280,000 and he only wants $180,000. That sounds pretty good. Like there's no one on the line who's not going, well, what's that seller's phone number? I'll call him right now.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is he wants to live in it for 5 years after you buy it.
Oh.
Is there a way to do that?
There absolutely is.
And what's that called?
Well, it could be done a variety of ways, again, but one of those ways, which I'm sure you will teach everyone through Transactioneering and Creative Summit, is called an option to purchase. So if they want to retain the use of their house, continue to live there, and have all those benefits, and not even give up the ownership of their house, you could agree to pay them a price that's acceptable to you now, in this case, $180,000, if that's what they're willing to sell for now, and agree to not exercise your option, meaning not purchase the house and take the use away from them until they no longer need it. And that can be as long a period as you agree to.
Okay. So would you necessarily give them the whole at $180,000 today and then not get the house for 5 years?
Well, in this case, if they don't need the $180,000 today, you don't need to give it to them. The question is, and as is always is the case with any kind of creative deal structuring, what are the seller's needs? You start with that, and can you create a deal where the distribution of benefits is acceptable to both of you? So if they need some money up front, you could give them some option consideration for the right to buy their house at an undermarket price, but not actually buy that property until a date in the future, which could be many years, at which they no longer need or want the use.
What in the world kind of seller would want this arrangement?
Well, there's many kind of sellers that might want that arrangement. And amongst them that you know well because you've dealt with many of them recently are seniors who might have an issue with their present living arrangement, such as some deferred repairs or maintenance issues that they need to take care of, but they don't currently have the ability to pay for, and they may not be in a position to borrow to obtain the funds necessary. It could also be someone who has a need for a supplement to their living expenses to be able to pay their bills and continue their lifestyle. And you could provide that again through option consideration. Oh, another one, and this one you're dealing with right now, somebody who is gotten behind on their mortgage loan, and they would love to stay in their house, and they can afford, and of course you need to verify this, they can afford to continue to make their regular payment, but they cannot afford to what we would call reinstate their loan, meaning they cannot pay all the arrearage in a lump sum in order to bring their loan current.
Okay. Very good. And I'm not sure why Mike isn't hitting the applause button. That's so, such a good answer. But the, oh, wait, there we go. Oh, he can't hear it. He hasn't got headphones on. There's applause. Bonus question. Let's say that I've never heard of somebody putting $180,000 down on an option to buy.
Probably not.
More like, eight.
Not if they couldn't exercise it for years.
Or 10 or 18 or something like that.
Sure.
If the seller said, well, I need 18 of it right now because I have to, whatever, fix my car.
Put a roof on their house because it blew off in Florida.
I need to put a roof on the house. And you liked this house and you would like to have it in 5 years when they were done with it. Does it have to be your $18,000?
I bet it doesn't. It could be a certain tall redhead's $18,000.
It could be anyone's $18,000.
In fact, it could. In fact, even better than that, it could be someone's IRA or pension plan that doesn't need current income,
yep,
but rather needs growth.
Yep. Now, where did you learn all this?
I learned all of this by repeatedly attending both Transactioneering and Creative Summit and its predecessor. And you, too, can learn all of these things if you take these courses, attend this event, and pay close attention, as you should.
And you're not done with the quiz yet. So the way you would do that, if you're just tuning in, is you make a $1,297 pledge to WMKV. So you get the good feeling of supporting public radio, and you also get the good effects of taking this creative finance class that I am teaching that is going to cover everything from subject twos to seller held mortgages to private loans, wrap loans, equity sharing loans, options, lease options, land contracts, negotiation, finding the deals. We're going to talk about all of those things over the next 8 weeks. There, as it happens, I just got handed another pledge that came in. I think this means it came in on the internet, right? Because it's not handwritten. That's how I know that. Thomas from Massachusetts has taken one of the remaining eight, which leaves us with seven seats left.
Oh, they're going fast.
513-841-9898. Or if that line's busy, you can also call 877-772-9658. And if you have any questions, like, where's the event in Cincinnati being held? Matt'll be back there in a minute to answer those questions. It's actually being held at the Marriott at the airport. So if you're coming in from out of town, you don't even have to get a rental car. You just jump in the Marriott's little bus and they take you over. It's like you literally see the Marriott from the airport. 877-772-9658. Folks, if you're in that position where you know a little bit about creative finance, but you'd like to know more, or you know nothing about it, but the only way you know how to do real estate is traditional, like cash and banks, this class is going to make, it's going to be a turning point in your entire real estate investing career. You can buy so many more properties when you're not putting a lot of money down every time, and when you're not having to come up with repair money every time, and when you're not even qualify every time. 513-841-9898 or 877-772-9658. Okay, so there are only two more questions. He's backing away like I've got a whip here or something. All right. So you've got a seller who wants $155,000 for a house that is worth $155,000. So he wants full price, like most sellers do, ladies and gentlemen. Now, he is willing to let you buy it subject to his existing 2.5% loan. So that sounds good, right? Because a lot of times we can pay full price if the loan is, 2.5%. It's a big difference than if it's 7.5 like rates are right now.
Absolutely. But what does subject to mean, Vina?
No. I'm quizzing you.
Oh, I didn't realize that's how it worked.
So the problem is he only owes, he wants 155. He's willing to let you buy it subject to, but he only owes 99. So there's a $56,000 down payment needed for you to grab this great rental that you really love. By the way, it's completely 100% fixed up in any good school system and has a big oversized garage. Not that this is a real thing that's happening right now, but what do you do?
Well, as you already suggested, that property could make a excellent rental property and might have a lot of benefits over time, including cash flow, if you were to offer to take over the payments on the existing loan, which is what subject to means. You simply take over the payments on the existing loan. Now, the question arises if the seller needs their equity and there's a difference between what they will sell for and their loan balance. One of the ways you can deal with that, which again you'll learn about in Transactionary and Creative Summit, is to get a equity sharing loan or equity partner. So not committing to an additional loan for which you might not have enough cash flow to service, but you could bring in a private third party who would provide the money to make up that difference between the loan balance and your purchase price in exchange for a share of the benefits in the property. So, for example, you could offer them one third of the future appreciation, income generated, and equity gain through the amortization, the pay down of that loan over time as a incentive to provide the money. And if that equated to an adequate projected benefit, a projected return to that third party, they would gladly put up that money to be participant in a good rental property in a good neighborhood.
So somebody put up $56,000 to only own part of this property?
I bet they would, especially if it was purchased subject to an existing under market loan. Thus, it would provide a nice income in addition to the potential upside and equity buildup.
Bonus question. What is that person's name?
I don't know, but I would suggest that you consult with a tall redhead about it. I will say one thing about said person, that could be many people, including many people you probably already know once they're more educated about this, and that many said people will probably be attending Creative Summit where you can meet them.
Yes. So that's a real deal that I'm closing next week. And I'm not bringing all that cash to the table. The guy who's bringing the cash to the table, it was at last year's Creative Finance Summit and will be at this year's Creative Finance Summit. That's one of the places where you meet partners and other people who want to be creative and who maybe have things that you don't have. Maybe you do have money, but you don't have deals. You're going to meet people who are finding deals. Maybe you don't have money, but you do have deals. You're going to meet people who have money. And all of this for a pledge of just $1,297. You're going to learn all of these techniques in detail. You're going to get sample forms and contracts. You're going to get spreadsheets that kind of help you work out what the details of the deal are. You're going to get a huge manual that if you're a reader like I am and you don't have the patience to sit and listen to audios, you will be able to read through them. And of course, you will also get the recordings of all of the live classes. And by live, I mean on Zoom.
And you should read the manual just for Venus footnotes because you'll be very entertained. Trust me.
Yep. We are down to six, right? Yeah, so seven before, because William from Waynesville, Ohio just took another one of the remaining seats. And you can get your seat at 877-772-9658. Again, that's 877-772-9658. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not only a deal that is less than a third of the cost of if you went to my website and bought it from me, but also supports public radio here on WMKV. And if you're not that kind of a I don't really care what's in it for other people. I care what's in it for me. It's also going to teach you every creative strategy you can imagine. It's going to let you solve more problems. It's going to let you make more deals out of the leads you already have. You're going to be able to go back and call people that have turned you down because you couldn't offer them enough money and say, well, I can offer you every dime you're asking for if we can do it this way. 877-772-9658. We'll be back right after this to see if Matt can answer the last question in the quiz. Welcome back to Real Life Real Estate Investing, where it is Fun Drive Week. It's inevitable, ladies and gentlemen. This is how public radio stays on the air. You'd be amazed at how expensive it is to run a radio station. And no, the government does not give them money anymore. It's 100% sponsor and pledge. So listener.
Member.
Is that what we call them? Oh, yes. So you're a listener if you just kind of passively sit there and you don't pick up the phone and call 877-772-9658. You're a member once you do pick up the phone and call. And if you pick up the phone and call and pledge $1,297, I am going to spend the next 8 weeks basically teaching you everything I know about seller financing, private financing, working with partners, all the things you need to do if you are looking to collect up cash flowing properties and not have to put down 20% down every time and not have to pay the current market rates on for interest. And really, I'm serious. You really do help more sellers this way. I'm not just saying that like, well, yeah, help them by taking their house away from them. I'm saying like, these are better deals. Like that seller who wanted 155 for a house that's worth 155. It's a great house. It's a great area. He's getting his 155 and he got it without paying an agent's commission. He didn't even have to list it. He didn't pay commission. He's not paying any closing costs. He's actually coming out with more money by letting me take over his existing mortgage than he would have by putting it on the market and paying all the usual stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's $1,297 for one person. If you want to attend with like a spouse or a partner, and both of you have links to get onto the Monday night Zoom calls, and both of you have tickets to the May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Creative Finance Summit, where you will hear from lots of different successful creative deal practitioners and get to network with even more of them. It's $1,997 for two people. So you can do a $1,297 pledge, or you can do a $700 more. We'll get a second person along with you. 841-9-513-841-9898 or 877-772-9658. We only have six of these available, and I think we might only have five because there's somebody mm-hmm. on the phone right now. Mm-hmm. So if you're choking on the price tag, I can't imagine why, because $1,297 is like what, 3 months cash flow from a rental that you got to buy because you were able to pay full price, but make low payments. I mean, like that's, it's crazy to be thinking $1,297 is a lot of money for something like this, but I'll tell you what, call up, pledge the $1,297. If in 6 months, so this gets you all the way through the class. It gets you the chance to review everything in it because we're going to be sending you recordings each week. It gets you through the Creative Finance Summit, meeting all those people. Let's go 6 months. So that's March, April, May, June, July, August. If you have September, if you have not made a Creative Finance deal, I mean, you've made a legitimate effort. You've done the things I tell you to do to find the this is from Dr. King. Oh. I got a note from Dr. King. I'm sorry. I'm tearing up here. If you made a legitimate effort and you haven't been able to do a deal, let me know and I will refund your pledge. I won't even like make WMKV refund it. Like I will refund your $1,297. That is how sure I am that I am really going to be able to teach you. I mean, think about it. If you only end up really getting one of these things, like you only really understand private lenders, you only really understand partners, you only really understand subject to or owner financing, that's going to get you plenty of deals, just one thing, but you're going to understand more than one thing. So I'm like offering you a Vina money back guarantee. 877-772-9658. And one other thing before I ask Matt his last quiz question. to demonstrate to you what you can learn, like he has learned. This class also comes with a weekly support call. So there's the Monday night lesson that I teach on Zoom, and then on Wednesday night there is a support call from people who've already been through this class. Like it's all people who've done this enough that they know stuff. And what you do on that support call is, like, I don't want you waiting 8 weeks to go out and make offers. I want you to start going out talking to people right now. So you find a hot lead, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do next. You jump on that support call, you give the details. Why is the seller selling? What's the house worth? How much work does it need? What kind of mortgage might there be? What will it rent for? And those folks will tell you what to offer. like everything is here to get you launched on a more successful creative deal making career, but you can't get it unless you pledge in the next 14 minutes at 877-772-9658. Again, 877-772-9658. So gonna ask Matt the last question in the pop quiz, because this is another common thing. I mean, we've already talked about sellers who want too much. Sellers who don't want too much, but they want to stay in the house for a while. Sellers who want every dime their house is worth, and you literally could not buy that house at current interest rates and have it make money for you, but you could on a subject too. Here's another really common one. Anybody ever met an older housing provider? So we're talking, you know, they get into their late 60s, 70s, even 80s, and they have this whole rental portfolio that they have built up. And they really kind of hate it now. Like they don't like dealing with the tenants. They don't like the management. They don't like the maintenance. In fact, a lot of times their houses are not in great shape, and they can be eyesores in the neighborhood and whatnot. Their kids have long since said, I am not interested in your houses. I do not want to inherit your houses. And yet they won't sell because they paid nothing for them. They bought the property in 1985 for $10,000, and now it's worth $300,000. And their accountant has told them that if they sell their houses, they're going to pay $1 million in capital gains taxes. So here is the last pop quiz question, Mr. Adams. The seller hates his rental, but he will not sell it at any price because it's going to cost him $45,000 in capital gains taxes if he does. You like his rental, but he won't sell it to you. Is there any creative solution?
Well, of course there is. If he doesn't want to sell because of his potential tax bill triggered by him selling, then don't require him to sell. Solve his problem. And a way in which you could solve his problem would be to master lease his property from him. So instead of disturbing his tenant or changing from rental property or causing him to sell, simply take the work of the operation and management of the property off of his hands by agreeing to a long-term lease for the property at a lease terms that makes it profitable for you to sublease the property to his tenant or future tenants and manage the property, take care of the repairs and maintenance, address deferred maintenance if need be. So it has to be profitable to you, but agree to lease the property and send him a master lease payment without management on whatever terms work for both of you.
Okay.
But by doing that, he receives the income benefit still of owning the properties, but has no resulting taxation.
So you get cash flow now, and you get the right to buy the property at some price that you set today, but maybe not for years and years and years. As often,
if you negotiate that, yes,
it's common that these options are 10 to 20 years, because what the owner wants is for you to wait until he dies before you buy the property, so that his kids, who are going to sell it anyway, inherited a stepped up basis. And then when you exercise your option, they pay no taxes on it.
Absolutely.
It's a perfect solution.
Absolutely. You can negotiate a long-term option, which the term of which can exceed the anticipated lifespan of your seller. And thus, if you agree to not exercise that option while your seller is still living, there is no taxation triggered. And at the point at which that his properties are inherited, the heirs under current law get a step up in basis, which means that their tax basis is now current market value. So they can freely sell the properties to you as the option at this point.
And who already know what you're going to pay because you made that deal 10 years ago.
Yep. So you may have a very advantageous option strike price and terms. You already know the properties because you're managing them. You're already making income over time produced by that. And you effectively threw a deal to yourself out in the future while helping a seller continue to receive income from his hard work and not unnecessarily give money away to the government.
What a fantastic answer. Where did you learn that again?
I learned all of this by taking Transactioneering and attending Creative Summit. And by the way, listening to many of the experienced fellow attendees and graduates of these course materials from previous iterations, who you will all mastermind with on Wednesday nights. And it can help you both structure really good deals and avoid mistakes.
Excellent. Now, folks, we are down to literally the last 5 minutes here. If you heard these questions and you went, that's impossible, and then you heard the answers and went, oh, I guess it is possible, but you didn't know how to do it. That's exactly what I'm going to teach you in detail on Monday nights between now and April the 14th, 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday night on Zoom, different topic every week. Next week, it's how to buy subject to. The week after that, it's how to buy with or how to find private lenders and negotiate with them. The week after that, it is owner-held financing. Then we're going to get into partnerships and then equity sharing loans, wrap loans, trusts, how to find deals, how to negotiate deals, lease options, options, land contracts. All of that is going to take place between now and May the 4th. You can attend all of it online if you want to, or you can come to Cincinnati on May 2nd to 4th. The deal for this fund drive is $1,297 for you to attend, $1,997 for you and a partner to attend. I've given you a 100% money back guarantee up through August that you are going to be able to grasp this, and especially with the recordings that you get, the forms and contracts that you get, and the help you get on the Wednesday night support calls. There's like no downside here. But you need to pull the trigger, and you need to do it now. You need to call 877-772-9658, 877-772-9658, and give these folks your credit card number. It's going to be $1,297 for one person, $1,997 if you want to attend with a partner, and this is your last chance to do this. The Transactioneering class is actually officially already started. You're going to get the recordings tomorrow so that you can catch up with this week's class. And then we will see you there on Zoom next Monday. Or again, if you can't attend next Monday, you'll get the recordings of each and every week as they happen along with the written chapters. I take a lot of creative finance education, have for years and years, and if I do say so myself, this is the one that is most complete, most educational, and most built for people who are not already creative finance geniuses. 877-772-9658 is the number to call to grab this deal before we go off the air in, I think, about 3 minutes now. 877-772-9658. I really hope people are going to take advantage of all what we have now left. Five. All five of these. Because I love teaching this stuff. I know it really well. I've got lots of real life examples to show you so that we can kind of walk through how they were found and how the negotiation happened. And, you know, the negotiations aren't always you get on the phone with somebody and like in 5 minutes on the phone, they say yes, because sometimes you got to get belly to belly with them. You've got to explain to them how you would like to do things and why that's a benefit for them. And then maybe they say, well, I like the idea, but I don't like the payment. So now you got to figure out, can you make a higher payment? I mean, we're going to talk about all of that stuff in this class, 877-772-9658. I'm going to give you the other number again, because I can never tell of these phone lines that are lit up. Are they, which number is already busy? 513-841-9898 is the other number if you're calling the 877 number, and it is busy. 513-841-9898 or 877-772-9658 here in the last couple of minutes. The fact that this is not a class that you come to and then you're just kind of thrown out on your own for the rest of your life is something that just, you just don't see this with other kinds of seminars. That Wednesday night support call, that is every Wednesday night of the year, unless Wednesday night happens to fall on like Christmas or New Year's. They usually don't have, then they don't have it like the day before Thanksgiving because everybody's cooking. But like this call has been going on now for 4 years. It is going to be there when you need it. When you have a deal on the table that you can't quite figure out, you're going to have the people to advise you about what do you do next? What contract do you use? What deal structure do you use? What terms should you be offering? It's just an amazing bundle. And it again is less than one third of what it would cost you if you went to my website and signed up for these two things. One last time, 513-841-9898 or 877-772-9658. Get on the phone. As long as you're on the phone, we go off the air. You will be able to take advantage of this Transactioneering Mastery Academy and Creative Finance Summit bundle, but this is your very last chance. 513-841-9898, 877-772-9658. Well, that is the end of Spring Fun Drive. We all got through it, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate those of you who are going to be joining us for Transactioneering Marketing Mastery Academy. And we'll be back next week with more information to put you on the path to financial independence through real estate investing. Until then, happy investing.